Where you place your attention, you are. This may seem like a strange statement to you, but actually, wherever you place your attention, you are present in some degree. It may be just very slightly, especially if you're involved with your own thinking and your mind and it's jumping around and it's not focused or concentrated in any particular area, but your presence is still there. Wherever you place your attention, be it random or single, solid or diffuse, you are present in that degree. So if you place your attention upon a person in another state, then this is where your consciousness is, your awareness is. There's an actual connection that's made, not only to that person, but also the location of that person that you happen to be focused upon. Now, if you're thinking about someone who's in a particular locale and the person is not there, you'll find some connection to both, but it won't necessarily be very strong, and it will be reflecting your being not clear or unclear, and your presence will be divided between the two. You'll then, if you pay attention enough, you'll be able to discern that and then integrate where you are, where you desire to be, either with that person, in which case the awareness of the locale will shift and change toward that, or you'll find yourself in the locale without the presence of the person. You can practice this if you wish. Many times people will get a phone call or a letter from somebody that they happen to be thinking about at that time, and they say, "What a strange coincidence." But actually, the person is becoming aware of the presence of a letter which is coming to the individual, and if that's the case, generally speaking, person who sent the letter was thinking about him or her, and thus it carries forward as it comes closer. The awareness of that comes to the surface. Or if a person is thinking about somebody else, and then very soon after that, a telephone call comes from that very same person, he or she might say, "Oh, I was just thinking about you." Well, this again is not coincidence, but rather the impulse came from, generated through you, to the consciousness and awareness of the other individual, whether they were aware of your presence or not. Consciously, it subconsciously affected them. And this is part of the reason why long distance or so-called absent healing works, and that is when you focus upon an individual with the sending of healing to them, that flow takes place, that consciousness and awareness is there, and a person can work with that. The transfer of energy takes place through the breath, through the heart, through the mind, and that focus conveys as strongly as the individual becomes that channel through which it comes. Same thing is true affecting events. Whatever you think upon, you are there. Your presence is there. And if you're carrying a negative attitude, then that'll be carried and will color the atmosphere, the feeling, and the effect and the result of your presence. This is one of the effects of what is called prayer. When you place your attention upon another individual someplace, you can begin to attune to that person, that being. And this is one of the effects and processes that take place when you attune your heart and breath and mind toward a guide or teacher or the presence of another person, you will gain their personality. You'll get a stronger sense and feeling of that personality, and there'll be a flow to you. You can actually, by projection, which is nothing more than attuning to the consciousness, the awareness, the presence, the breath of a person or personality, you can see through their eyes, feel through their feelings. You are not limited by the location, because wherever you place your attention, you are, in truth, part of you is there, and you are there. Now, you can have a split consciousness or awareness, or you could be sitting in a room at the same time, be aware of your setting, and that you're in one location, and also be focusing and concentrating on another person somewhere else or another situation, and getting a feeling of what that is, that like, what the person is like, what the conditions are, and you can affect that or receive from that either way, or a combination of those two things. This is part of the practicing of the presence of a guide or teacher, is one of the activities that's done through most of the mystical schools and paths, and certainly it's a way in which you can keep in contact consciously and directly with somebody else, and then you gain their attention and understanding and feeling. This flows to you. So it goes both ways. Therefore, if you're going to be thinking negative thoughts, and be aware that those will flow and go to and have the effect just as much as will positive thinking, and it will go to wherever it's directed, and thus your fears, your worries, any conditions of hopes, desires, any misinterpretations, all these will be conveyed to the location of where you are, or the person, personalities that you're thinking upon, because where you place your attention, you are.